Joining us now on the Sunrise Morning Show is Charlotte Bemker. She's Institutional Advancement Associate for Catholic Charities, Diocese of Covington. Charlotte, welcome back to the show.
Good morning, Annie.
It's good to have you. And today we're going to be talking about mercy mats. What are they?
Well, the mercy mats are mats that are made for people who are experiencing homelessness. And they're made out of the plastic bags that you might receive from Walmart or Kroger's. And they are cut, crocheted by volunteers and made for these people. They provide a barrier between the cold ground and the person. They're very nice, and it just helps the people sleep a little better.
Wait, they're made out of the plastic bags that I have, like, piles and piles of and don't know how to get rid of in my kitchen?
Yes, but I have to do a little disclaimer. We had such a successful bag drive that we also have piles and piles of bags that have not yet been made into porn. So that's what we call it, the plastic yarn that they use to make these bags. And so right now we are not accepting any bags until we get these moved. But we've been so successful recently with our volunteers. We meet the third Thursday of the month between 9 and 11 on Church Street. And you can come at the Catholic Charities Building, and you can come and learn how to make these. We have our volunteers that teach you. They have to be cut. The bags have to be inspected. There can't be any tears in them. And then they're flattened and then folded and then cut. Then these strips are then tied together to make this plarn, and then the crocheting begins. It's kind of a tedious, time-consuming task.
Wow.
It takes about between 9 and 15 hours to go from the raw bags to the finished product. And another thing that's happened recently that we're super excited about is we've extended this mercy mat bedding to include pillows. And these pillows, they take all the scraps that are from the bags after they've been cut into strips, and then they stick those in another bag, and that becomes the stuffing for the pillows. So there's absolutely no waste when it comes to doing this process.
That's incredible. And can I just say one thing that really stood out to me in that explanation that you gave is that there's not allowed to be any tears in the bags. And I'm sure that there are some practical reasons for that. But I love that you have such high standards for these mercy mats.
Yes. Well, in the tear thing, what happens is when you tie them and start crocheting, if there's tears, just like when you get your groceries, and if there's just that little tear, which seems fine when they're bagging it, until you lift it up and put it into your car, and then your groceries go falling out. I think we've all experienced that. The
yep.
same thing happens when you start crocheting. It'll break apart,
and then
it becomes not just flawed, but it doesn't hold up.
Sure.
And that's the other beauty of these mats is they can be hosed down, washed, and they're pretty durable. But they do have a lifespan, and if you think about the recipients of these, they might not have that access to clean them. We've had a couple calls that they've seen some on the side of the roads that aren't being used, but it's been our experience is they have been used, and they are just, they've exceeded their lifetime. So we pass these mercy mats out through primarily through Parish Kitchen, but also through St. Elizabeth Healthcare. In the past 2 months, we've had volunteers from St. Elizabeth show up at Catholic Charities to learn how to make these, and they have become very successful also. We've also had a group of ladies from St. Catherine start a group, and we met over there the other week. And St. Joseph's Academy in Walton, the seventh graders, have been working on them for about a year.
That's
and
awesome.
They're doing a really good job out there, yes. And so if you want to learn more, you can come down to Catholic Charities on that Thursday when we have our group meeting, or we can come to you.
Oh, wow. Well, that's nice. Get some hands-on experience with making these mats. Let me ask you this, Charlotte. How did Catholic Charities get involved in making mercy mats?
Well, it started with our volunteer, Marlene Meyer. She's been a longtime volunteer with Catholic Charities, and she was making them out. She was also volunteering as our receptionist one day making them, and while she was making them, our volunteer coordinator, was asking her what she was doing. And when she found out what she was doing, she was just so impressed by it. And they're beautiful. I mean, they are just really beautiful. When you see them from far away, they look more like a rug. And so that started it. Marlene was saying that she was having trouble. She has arthritis, and she was just having difficulty making these bags and said she would appreciate some help. So they started teaching other people how to make them, and from there, they went to our Mercy Mat ministry.
We've been talking to Charlotte Bemker with Catholic Charities Diocese of Covington. And Charlotte, if listeners are interested in getting involved with this Mercy Mat ministry or just get more information about Catholic Charities in general, how can they get in touch?
Okay, you can visit us on our website at www.covingtoncharities.org. If you're specifically interested in the Mercy Mat, you can give me a shout at 859-581-8974, extension 121.
Well, it's an awesome thing that you do, one of many awesome things that Catholic Charities does for the Diocese of Covington. Charlotte Bemker, thank you so much for joining us and telling us about these Mercy Mats.
Oh, well, thank you, and God bless you and your ministry over there at Sacred Heart Radio.